Artist Rio Santana, also known as Spliffington, will be back in El Paso for her second show at the Dream Chasers Club at 200 South Santa Fe. We're all invited to take in her pop art aesthetic when her show Sad Girls Club opens on Thursday, August 31st. Today, my guest is artist Spliffington. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. So this is your second time back in El Paso, which leads me to think you're into us?
Yes, this is going to be my second time in El Paso. And actually, you guys are really into me. That's what it seems.
That's
like.
Awesome.
I get a lot of support from El Paso. El Paso's a great place.
Did you know it was going to be like that the first time you came around? Or what did you expect, I guess, is the question.
You know what? Originally, I didn't. I mean, I have my friend Diego, who also did a show at the Dream Chasers Gallery. He did pretty well out there, but, you know, I didn't really know what to expect. I had never really been to El Paso. I thought it was, like, more of a small town. But when I went out there, you know, it seemed like what the Dream Chasers Club was trying to do, you know, it seemed like the art was actually thriving and people were really interested in the art and excited about it.
It's true. And now more than ever, I mean, you know, like, for example, your opening is on last Thursday. So I bet your other one was on last Thursdays, too. So every gallery is on and people are walking around and we're looking for this stuff.
It's great.
Yeah. So tell us about your art. I mean, for me, it was so, it's right up my alley. I mean, it's super graphic, super colorful and just kind of in your face. But, you know, for people that have never seen it, what would you tell them about your art or specifically about what we'll see at Sad Girls Club?
Well, it's really emotional. I would say a lot of people like my art because they feel like they can relate to it or they can feel the emotions in it. But, you know, I don't know if anybody is familiar with Sad Girls. It's kind of like almost like a vintage, almost rockabilly look sometimes, you know, where it looks more older, but the colors that I try to incorporate or some of the things or phrases that I might put in the pictures, like they're a little bit more modern. So it's like old meets new.
Yeah, really. I mean, you do. You have these, and it's funny, right? Because you think the women anyway, they're portrayed in this very 1950s damsel in distress, but really they're tough. Right. I mean, one of them has a knife that maybe is going to, might stab somebody with it. The other one has
right,
a gun.
Exactly.
She might get a little out there. What was the inspiration for Sad Girls?
The inspiration comes a lot from my emotions. You know, I mean, there's other females, actually mainly females that have reached out to me, males too, actually, now that I think about it, that they look at that and they're like, oh, you know what, I can really relate to this because at one time I felt this way, whether it was in a relationship or, you know, whether is somebody that kind of suffers through depression. I have a history of suffering through depression, so this is kind of my way of getting that out, expressing myself, turning it into something more positive.
It's true, because there's this vulnerability. It's kind of cartoon-like. Like, it's really cute, but it'll cut somebody. I mean, it means business at the end of the day, right?
Right. It's like sweet, but at the same time, it's like, okay, better not mess with her, you know?
Yeah. How did you get into art? Or how did this all start for you?
I've always been very creative at a very young age. I think when I really decided that I wanted to be an artist and call myself and be considered an artist was when I was in college. So probably when I was about 20 or so. I think more so when I was about 23, that's when I started like seriously painting and seriously doing shows, seriously doing pieces. So I've been doing it for quite a while now. I'd say for the last 5 to 7 years almost, I've been trying to do like galleries, you know, just get my art out there. I'm kind of doing wheat pasting too, so people that haven't seen my art or just, you know, I'm with this whole free art movement sometimes. It just gets me really excited, you know, to be able to put my art out publicly. Maybe somebody walking by can see it and appreciate it.
What would you say to somebody that's trying to be a full-time artist? Because a lot of it is just jumping in, right? I mean, you tell me, you're doing it.
It's hard, but you really have to believe in yourself. If you want to do art full time, I think that's what separates winners from losers a lot of time. You know, there's a lot of people out there. There's a lot of artists out there that are great. But what separates people is your ambition, you sticking with it. I'm a very firm believer of consistency. Something may not be working out for me sometimes, or sometimes I might have to stop on things, but I can never fully give up art. You know, I always come back to that. So it's my consistency and my determination, I think, that's helped me grow my numbers.
Now, I got to ask you about this because, you know, you have, there's several artists that they're doing their art, they're working constantly, but they just can't quite get to the part where you have to sell yourself. And that's probably the most important part at the end of the day. How do you get to that comfortable space with it so that, I mean, you know, you're obviously showing in several galleries, you're traveling, you're doing it. How do you get to that level? I mean, because you're a perfect example of a street artist who's doing it. You know, this is something that we can all do.
Yeah, I know it can be really hard, you know, because I have to work, you know, a normal job and I have to do art. But it's just you have to make time for it, and it's really hard sometimes. But, you know, your passion will drive you. It keeps me up all night sometimes, you know, painting or doing graphics. So I think that with time, you know, people that really want to do art or have been doing art, they'll discover, you know, I just got to keep believing in myself. I have to keep putting myself out there. A lot of people ask me, hey, you know, how do you get into these galleries? First, I had to look for them. I had to go out, get on the internet, you know, search, look for open calls. You'll have to do small time shows first because that's just how you build things. Doing group shows, that's great too because you get to meet other artists. You get to build with other artists, see how they, you know, carry themselves, see how other people work and get shows. But I think that really doing the research, like looking for those galleries or looking for who you want to sell to, sometimes it's kind of hard because you have to find out actually who you want to sell to first. And then once you do that, it becomes a little bit easier. I know I sell a lot of stuff on Instagram too. Social media plays a big part into things nowadays too. So, you know, keeping your social media active and just really actually talking to people, like when they come to the shows, talking to people, you know, builds a great rapport with my customers. I know the last time I was there in El Paso, there was someone that was really feeling the art that night. She bought a piece off the wall, and we had a great conversation. It just kind of, you know, made me feel good, made her feel good. It's kind of like, you know, she got a little bonus with getting the piece and being able to take it home that night, too.
There's nothing like that. I mean, as someone who appreciates the art and the artist, to have that opportunity, it's so cool. You know, I mean, from the other side, right. You know, because I can't draw and I don't have the talent that you do, but I sure do appreciate it. And I will show up and I will buy it off the wall, too, because, you know, it's my duty, right? I mean, we need each other here.
Right. Well, to me, you know, too, a lot of people go, oh, I wish I could do art. And I ask them, you know, have you tried? Or, you know, there's so many different forms of art. I believe anyone can be an artist nowadays if they really try, you know.
Well, so you've got Sad Girls. Can you tell us about other work that you're working on? Maybe that, you know, we won't see here, but maybe that we could catch on your Instagram or, you know, just what else are you working on aside from what we're going to see at Sad Girls?
So what I'm bringing mostly to the gallery, these are going to be large hand-painted pieces. These are going to be like acrylic pieces. I'm also working on like an actual Sad Girl series. I have released a couple of those pictures, but that's going to be like an ongoing series that I'm going to try to do like with graphics. I'm going to have them printed big on canvases as well, but I also want to take those and put those into merchandise. So hopefully, you know, within the next couple of months, you guys will see like more t-shirts, you know, just more wearable art, maybe hats, stickers, things like that.
Well, the material definitely calls for it. I mean, I could definitely see, you know, any of the graphics from Sad Girls on a t-shirt for sure, you know, because it is the kind of thing, it's like you've seen it, there's a familiarity to it, but I've never seen anything like it at the same time, right?
Right, because you know what, there are other people too that do draw the Sad Girls You know, there's plenty of artists that do pop art. But I think what separates me is the actual images that I choose, the emotions that I choose, and the colors, too. I try to stand out a lot with my colors.
And all the men in these drawings are skulls, or they're skeletons. What's up with that?
It's just kind of, I guess, how I felt in my last relationship. I'm not trying to speak, you know, I'm not a man hater or anything like that, but I had a very serious relationship, and I guess I kind of felt like he was the death of me, almost. You know, a little piece of me died when we broke up, but then I took that, and then I took that energy, and I just, you know, projected it, and a lot of people responded to it. A lot of people were like, wow, these images, you know, these are really deep. And I laugh every time because to see the people's reaction, because it's like people like them, but at the same time, it's almost like they're scared. Like, I'm not sure what's going on here.
It's true. And yet the woman in the image is very powerful.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's, you know, it's almost like she's sad and she's crying, but at the same time, you know, she's trying to like be strong and get away.
Not going to let him bring her down.
Right.
Well, I'm excited for you and I'm excited for your show. We can all see Sad Girls Club. It opens on Thursday, August 31st at the Dream Chasers Club. And Rio, a.k.a. Spliffington, you'll be in town for that. So I've had a great time just talking to you here. I can't wait to meet you in person. That'll be great.
I can't wait to meet you, too. It's going to be awesome. I'll probably have some goodies for you, too, when I see you.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. Today, my guest has been artist Rio Santana, also known as Spliffington. Go see her show at the Dream Chasers Club. It's going to happen on Thursday, August 31st. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.